and welcome to Sisters in a City with me, Anna Bikili.
And me, Mandy Bikili.
Happy New Year, guys. Happy Persian New Year.
Yes.
Well, it is Persian New Year today.
Yeah. But when you hear this, it won't be.
Yeah. Because we're pre-recording because of my surgery. So yeah, it's definitely not going to be Persian New Year when this comes out. But still, because we're in the New Year spirit.
There we are.
We thought we'd say Happy New Year. It's called Noruz. So that is Persian New Year. Did you see my table, by the way? Did you like it?
So nice. I know you didn't fucking do that table on your own. Who did that table? Mummy did.
Well,
I know she did.
Actually, she was telling me, I'm going Sainsbury's and I'm spending so much money on these decor stuff. Yeah,
but I took control of it because she was going to buy some weird ass things.
And I was like, Mom, I want to go for a clean, classy look.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, basically we're talking about, you know, Noruz, Persian New Year. We set out a table with like loads of little bits.
And there's 7 S's on the table. Mm-hmm. So it's 7 things that come from nature and that begin with the letter S in Farsi. And each thing symbolizes something else, like something unique, like eggs symbolize fertility. Do you know that?
No, but I know like mirror symbolizes your reflecting.
Self-reflection.
Yeah.
It's really, really interesting. I mean, I can't believe I didn't know more about it until this New Year's.
Mm-hmm. It's because obviously we were born here.
Yeah, we don't know shit.
It's really sad because we grow up every year and my mom takes control of everything. She does the table. We just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah.
But we should definitely start embracing it more.
Because,
so for example, you should have done one at your house.
I wanted to, but the set I wanted to buy was really expensive. And I thought, like, since mommy's doing it, maybe I'll just wait till next year. Mm. Because I should have done it at mine, you're right. But I wanted to buy this really nice one. I don't want to just buy random, like, so basically these dishes that you put the 7 S's in, I wanted really nice ones and I found some on Etsy, but they were like really expensive. So I just thought, wait till next year.
How's it? Because like, you lot are weirdos, man. What is this? A weird thing you've got at the table, some a patch of grass.
It's cute. Do you know what it is? Now I'm like with someone Greek, Cypriot. It's made me want to be in touch with my culture and traditions more because it's like I have this fear of losing it.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
And I really wanted to just celebrate it this year and go to a party like an Iranian New Year. But Anna's going away for surgery. She can't drink. So it's like, fuck
yeah. Yeah. But also for New Year's, we always have like, it's tradition that we have to have a spinachy rice. We call it sabzi polo with fish.
Yeah.
So my dad went this morning to go and buy fish and he went missing, guys. Like, honestly. So basically, I was out. But when I came back home, my mum was like, Anna, I'm worried about your dad. He forgot the name of his road. He got the wrong bus 3 times. And now he's gone to Waitrose to buy fish. And he's not been back for 2 hours. I was like, what, mum? And I'm at this point getting ready to come to the podcast. And I'm panicking now. So I call Mandy. I'm like, Mandy, instead of meeting me at the studio for the podcast, come to mine and let's go look for dad.
May, I got God. So stressed out. And this Waitrose is literally like 5 minutes down the road from Anna's house. Not even 5 minutes. Like, it's just down the road, one straight road from Anna's.
Honestly. So I had a little cry. Mandy had a little cry. We're not really going to go into it because maybe we're just jumping the gun.
Maybe we're just like jumping to like conclusions right now and assumptions. I was like Googling early stages of dementia and I was crying my eyes out. But hopefully it's just a bit of like confusion.
Yeah.
Because like that happens when you get older, right? I mean, I've got confusion.
Yeah, me too.
But so. It is really scary because when mommy said that he got lost 3 times in like the local area, that really worried me.
Yeah, it just made me laugh right now that you said mummy.
Why?
Because you know why?
Because say.
No, because I say it as well. But today, the nail lady, we got the same nail technician. She was saying to me, I find it so funny that whenever Mandy talks about your parents, she says mummy or daddy.
So do you.
And I was like, I do too. And then it just made me.
Do you know
that.
Gingerbread said that to me when I first sort of met him? Yeah, he was like, it's so cute that you call your mom mummy and daddy. He was like, it's like so cute. Not many people do that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know why we do that. It's really weird. Anyway, guys. So Anna's going for a boob job. So yeah, that's why we need to pre-record. We might have to do some pre-recording like a few times throughout the summer because bitches need a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't pre-record, you're going to be left with no episodes and you don't want that, do you?
Exactly.
No.
So yeah, I went today to get my nails taken off.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck? Why did you do that?
It looks so
weird. Is it because
of
the surgery?
Yeah, I just wanted to be on the safe side. Like,
yeah.
Because sometimes they need to check your oxygen levels. I don't know.
They say that, but like, I don't know.
I don't know. I just took it off anyway.
Every time I've had surgery, I had my nails on.
I might as well just take it off because...
You're not going to be getting your nails done, yeah.
Exactly. And I'll come back and get a fresh set.
You know,
I love
Ginger
a fresh...
Is that to me, when Anna goes for her boob job in Turkey, she can be like going out and exploring Istanbul. I was like, mate, she's going to be bedbound. Like, do you even know what surgery's like?
That's so funny.
It's so lost.
So...
Anyway, I'm jealous that you're getting surgery, yeah? So guys, I got jealous that Anna's getting surgery, so I booked my surgery.
She's so
And I'm getting
ridiculous.
I'm getting this one ear, like, slightly pushed back.
One ear, not both, just one.
Apparently, this ear is more protruding than that ear. I'm going to look straight at you guys and you just tell me what you think. But let me just pull my hair as well so you can really... Okay, so this ear. And I thought, look, if it goes fucking tits up as well, yeah? Like, at least it's only one ear that I've messed up. Let's just see what happens. But I am going to the best place. But, I mean, you never know when it is the best place. It still can go wrong. But... The guy that done my consultation was so thorough. He done two consultations with me just for one ear.
Oh my God.
On two separate occasions. And he like spent so much time. I was like, bro, I didn't have surgery spending this much time when it comes to my tits or my ass.
I know.
And this guy's paying so much attention to my ear.
That's how it should be though.
Right?
Don't you think?
I really wish I married a plastic surgeon, you know? I'll be living my best life.
I'm so glad you didn't marry a plastic surgeon because God knows what you would have turned out like. You'd be like,
even Potter.
I'd be like, Mandy, what are you doing this weekend? Hubby's operating on me.
The good life, Housewives of Beverly Hills. So anyway, yeah, I'm getting my ear put back. And Gingerbread was like, if you do that, me and you are over. We're done.
Good. Someone needs to control you.
I know. He's like acting like you. He's like, it's your trademark, your ears. That's how I know they need to get done. The fact that he said it's my trademark.
They're cute.
They stick out, innit?
Like, a little bit, but they're cute.
This one. Especially.
Thank you. But anyway, forget surgery. Look, everyone, I hope it all goes well. By the time that you watch this, I would be out of surgery. And I'm recording a whole vlog for you guys. I'm going to be keeping you up to date on my Instagram as well. So yeah, you'll definitely be up to date by the time this
episode... You'll be up to date with Anna's boobies. Don't worry.
...comes out. But other than that, how was your morning, Mandy?
I had a terrible morning. It was awful.
I was going to say, it's so nice now. The weather's becoming spring. It's getting warmer.
Yeah, that was the only good thing.
It's making me happier. The weather is actually making me happy.
I know, it's amazing. I went for a walk today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so my morning went like this, yeah?
Yeah.
7:30 in the morning.
7:30?
Gingerbread's alarm went off.
Oh, God. Mandy has been having the same... If you've been listening to our podcast from the beginning, you'll know about Mandy and this alarm clock thing she's been having with Gingerbread for the last 2 years.
And, like, the same thing happened the night before, the morning before. And I was okay with it because I had a lot of work to do, so I kind of just got up at 7:30. Anyway, his alarm went off and then I was like, nom, 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 like half asleep, moaning, slamming things. I can't fucking sleep now. And then went to the spare room and grabbed my shit, went to the spare room and literally imagine like half an hour later, I'm not joking, the doorbell rang.
Right.
And our doorbell is so annoying. It's like two, one gate, one, and then the front door and then they come to the front. It's like three times you need to get up and go to the door, innit? Yeah. How annoying is it? Anyway, doorbell rang. And then Gingerbread opens my room. He's like, what's the problem with me? Why are you so moody? Like, my alarm went off at 7:30, but I got up. He did get up, okay? Which, like, is okay. I can't really say anything because he actually gets up.
Okay,
like,
so
the last couple times he got up.
Okay.
But I was still annoyed.
What annoys you is when his alarm clock goes off and he doesn't wake up and he just puts it on snooze for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So he wakes you up for no reason.
Yes. And but this time and the last time, why he got up is because I make a fucking fuss.
Yeah.
So he knows, like, he has to get up. If he don't get up, he knows. He feels that feeling doesn't let him sleep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You'll kick off.
I get up and I slam the door and I go to the guest room, yeah? So he knows he has to get up just to prove a point. Anyway, the doorbell rings and he comes to my room. He's like, what's your problem? Listen, I'm in a rush, so you need to get the door. Like, I'm really annoyed at this point because he's answered the first gate. Yeah, I'm in bed. He's answered the first gate and he knows the second one is going to go off. And I'm all cut up, snuggled up in bed. And then he's like, sorry, I'm late. I need to get in the shower. And then goes in the shower. And then the second bell goes off. I have to get out of bed, answer that door, and then stand by the front door waiting for them to come up the lift. I was pissed off, yeah?
Okay.
I think that's really bad. Like, does that not show you he doesn't love me?
Like, Mandy, maybe he's late for work and you've woken up anyway.
2 minutes. 2 minutes, because you know I'm in bed. You know I'm just, you can see me in that
guest room.
But
even if he waited for the second bell...
Like, he knows that bell woke me up in it, the first one, so he's trying to take advantage of it. Like,
and
come
not only that, if he stayed to wait for the second bell, then he'd have to wait for them to come upstairs and then he'd have to entertain whoever it is. So...
A Sainsbury's delivery driver, entertain whoever it is. Anna, all of those water bottles, yeah, that I ordered, I had each one, picked them up, put them inside. I was just fuming.
You're acting like a little spoiled.
And then
quick, spoiled
I was like,
brat.
If your sister's boyfriend or husband did that to your sister when she snuggled up in bed and they couldn't wait a few minutes, yeah, to answer the door and bring in those water bottles, you would think that's not right. They're not treating my sister right. But when you do it to me, and he was like, you're right, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Is that it, Mandy?
That was it.
Oh, wow.
I haven't argued with Gingerbread since. Let me tell you, I've got it on my...
She writes it in her calendar.
I've got it in my diary. We haven't argued since the 4th of March.
That's
exactly 2 weeks and one day.
2 weeks and one day they haven't argued?
It's really, really... It's record-breaking for us.
You know our relationships are toxic when we have to start writing down the days we've argued and the days we
it's
haven't.
The best thing, you know.
Because when I started getting into really bad arguments with Cowslick, that's what Mandy told me I have to do. I need to start writing down a diary of my feelings and like when we argue and what happened.
Yeah.
And, you know,
triggers. So I feel like we haven't argued because I've changed, because I've taken your advice and I've changed because I've changed and the relationship's changed. And every day is just super romantic and soppy.
Oh, good. I'm really glad that I helped your relationship in some way.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, other than that, I've got my driving lesson very soon. I can't give a date because I don't want no evil eye and shit, okay?
By the time this comes out, you would have been done your test.
Either failed or passed. Okay, yeah. I will either failed or passed when this comes out. But you'll find out from my Instagram if you follow me. If you don't follow me, then what the fuck are you doing? But basically, I've done a mock exam, a mock test with my driving instructor. And my driving instructor is like the nicest man ever. Like, he's like my best friend. He's like an old man. I love him, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm never going to see him again. It makes me so sad.
I know,
you
know
the bonds you make in life. Like, I used to work with a lady in Boots, the chemist, and she was like a bond for me. Her name was Carol.
Yeah.
And I never saw her again. And like, I don't want that to happen with my driving instructor, Shamim. Anyway, so we've done a mock exam. But he was like really changed as a person during the mock test. He was like, I am not your friend anymore. You're not talking to me anymore. I am an examiner. And sometimes they come across quite crude or whatever. So we've done this test. And I failed.
Like a mock test?
Yeah, I failed a test, mock test.
Can't believe
I failed on speeding. On speeding.
How do you even fail that? That's not even like, that's easy to pass on speeding.
Do you know why? Because the car, yeah, actually tells you on the dashboard, it comes up with like speed limit and then you can't go faster than it.
Okay.
Right. But the road has, so basically the car hasn't been updated with new speed limits on the road. So then I'm driving down a road. It comes up on my dashboard 30. I'm like, oh, okay, it's 30 because it just pops up. And then I haven't realized that the road has actually been updated by the government and the road is 20.
Okay. Yeah. Which most roads are now. Jarring.
I know. And another reason I failed is because, you know, there's two little like narrow metal pillars that you're scared to go through. I go through them literally all the time. They're very narrow. You've got to go through them like 0.1 mile an hour. Like,
there's so many of them around my place. It's different when you're driving a big Benz, a wide Benz, which is Cowslick's, which I'm so scared of getting a scratch on because he'll
How does Cowslick go through them? Does he go through them?
Yeah, he does go through them. Of course he goes through them, but it's his car. When you're not driving your own car. I'm driving my boyfriend's car. His car's super expensive and I'm scared of like anything happening to it. So I'm extra careful. I literally avoid them. And if I do go through them, I go through them like a snail. Everyone gets so angry.
Everyone goes through them like a snail. Apart from Gingerbread, when he goes through this, he's got a massive range. Bro, he just zooms through them. But anyway, I go through them all the time, like every lesson. But this time he thought I was going too close to the right. So he intervened. And apparently when you have to intervene, that's a major fault.
Right.
But I mean, I don't feel like I would have hit it if he didn't intervene. But he intervened and I had a major fault for speeding in that, basically him pulling my steering wheel. And now I'm realizing why Gingerbread is saying like, maybe wait till you pass till you get a car because he thinks I might not pass.
Basically. You're going to pass for sure. Don't worry.
I don't know, Anna, you don't check your mirror or stupid shit. Like, it's not about knowing how to drive. Like, I can drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's about like stupid shit.
Yeah. No, don't think negative, positive thoughts. You're going to pass. I'm sure you are.
Finally, there's only one more problem in my life and I just don't know what to do about it. Yeah, my mom's dog. I'm going to speak quickly because obviously Anna's got loads of catching up to do as well.
I don't have that much catching up to do.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my mom's dog, yeah. Like, look, I love my mom's dog. I'm like, it's my family dog. Grew up with him and everything, yeah? But he's giving me mad anxiety, Anna.
Mandy, stop it.
No. I need to ask. I've been Googling about this and there's other people experiencing the same thing as me.
Okay.
You know these videos you see of dogs and reels and compilations of dogs? Like, our mum's dog, our childhood dog, he's 15 now, he's old. he isn't like those dogs. He's not craving for affection. He's not that affectionate. He's just after food 24/7, right? He's very well fed. He's been to the vet for checkups. He just went 2 days ago. He's at a good weight. Everything's normal. Everything's fine. He goes on his walks. He gets his treats. He gets his cuddles and kisses. But he stares at me all day. It's something like a horror film.
Yeah.
I look, I'm just making my egg and I look to the right. His two big black eyes from a distance staring at me, follows me from room to room, up the stairs, down the stairs. If I breathe in the morning, he's up. If I'm on the sofa and I breathe, he's up. Everywhere I go, the whole house. And like, Eddie's not like that. You know, our dog Eddie isn't like that. Like, Eddie might be in the kitchen when I'm in the kitchen. He's just under the coffee table, sleeping. He's chilling. He's like doing his own thing. But he's not staring at me. And it's giving me like really bad anxiety. There's constantly two big black eyes staring at me 24 hours in a day. And
honestly, what has Google told you?
So they're like a specific breed, like as well. Okay. They're called like herding dogs or something.
Right.
Another thing is maybe anxiety, a dog that has anxiety. But just like this lady, I'm constantly having to say like, go to your bed, go to your bed, go to your bed. And it's just exhausting.
So but if you say it enough, he'll just get the hang of it.
I just feel mean. Do you know what I mean? I feel bad.
No, like, just say it in a nice way, go to your bed.
If I say it in a nice way, he won't. I'm like, go to your bed, go to your bed, and then he'll go.
Yeah, but just do that for a while and he'll understand after a while that there's no point.
I don't know, he's 15, but like, why is he doing that? Like, oh, I get it here and there, dogs do that. But I've had a lot of dogs. We've had a lot of dogs growing up. I've never experienced this, and like, anywhere I am, I'm like, where, look, it's like a horror movie. He's just there.
He's also been moved out of the home that he grew up in. Slim. Guys, because my mum's left her house. So he's been in that house for 14 years. He doesn't know anything but that house that she lived in. And now he's been moved around from my place to your place to my place. His owner, which is his mum, isn't with him.
Of course, we were his owners as well until we moved out like 5 years ago.
Yeah, but his main owner was always mum. Even when we lived in that house, she was the one that fed him. She was the one. So that
he has a better life with me.
But he's obviously feeling really uncomfortable. He's just left the house
It's just food that he wants.
Come on, Mandy. He never used to be like that back home. Exactly. So he's left the house that he grew up in. He's not with his owner. So maybe
I need advice, guys.
It's about anxiety. Relax. It's not like you've got him forever. When mum gets a place.
You know, if you came and stayed at my flat, yeah, on your own, and you didn't have like a normal job, you would be like, honestly, you get so much anxiety.
I don't think I take things as seriously as you, though.
Always being watched.
What do you mean? He stays with me as well.
Your house is very different. Like, my house is huge. So, like, you can't notice being followed. You won't notice being followed. Like, from the living room to the kitchen, it's such a walk that you feel the follow.
I'm really good at, like, ignoring things. I just don't.
But you know what? Gingerbread was at home one evening on his own. One evening on his own with Romeo, and he called me and he was like, what's wrong with Romeo? He like follows me every room and he's staring at me. And I was like, the fact that he's noticed in one evening just shows that I'm not crazy. Do you know what I mean?
No one says you're making it up, but it's just a little dog. Relax.
Relax. I'm trying to understand like what the root, the cause, like, do you know what I mean? It's freaking me out.
It's pretty obvious. Like the things that I said, he's left his childhood home for the last 14 years. He's lived there. His owner isn't with him. He's getting moved from my house to your house, to my house to your house. He's also with another dog that
hates Eddie, yeah?
Yeah, he doesn't like. So, of course, he's going to be a bit on edge and not acting like a normal dog would.
I do so much for him. I give him treats all the time. I cuddle and kiss him when he's in bed. I took him for an hour walk today. Like, I wash his beds and blankets. I shower him. I give him the best life.
I'm sure he's a very happy dog, but
I'm
going to
start looking at him back. I'm going to start staring back.
Aww.
I know. I adore him, but he's like giving me Halloween vibes. Aww. It's giving Halloween.
No, he's super cute.
You're just one of those people. I don't know, people like you, like, this is, it's.
I get it. You're annoyed, but I'm saying it's not that deep. Oh God, it's just a dog that's a little bit, he's got a bit of anxiety.
All right, okay, go on. You tell me about your life now. You're making me feel guilty now. You're making me feel bad.
I am so tired, guys. I woke up so early this morning. I had to go for pharmacy training because pharmacists now have all these new services that they have to provide. We need to start checking people's nose, ears and throat.
What?
Yeah, we have to start using the otoscope and the basically...
basically becoming doctors. Basically...
We have to start... We can actually start prescribing for certain conditions, antibiotics.
Wow. Are they going to give you a pay rise?
No.
Because I feel like they realise, how can we basically get doctors with less of a wage? Pharmacists.
So, yeah. Went to Chelsea King's Road to do the training.
Fancy.
I was thinking, this is a quite different. Usually we'd go to King's Road for drinks, but
mission
now...
Mission though, right?
Now I'm here looking in people's ears.
How far is it though, King's Road?
It's so far away. But anyway, something really weird happened in the pharmacy yesterday, right? So I'm serving this guy, giving him advice, and then he turns around and he goes, "You are so beautiful."
Oh, that's nice.
And I was like, I don't know what to say because it's a bit awkward, isn't it? Because, yeah, you know, you're in a professional setting. Anyway, I was like, oh, thank you. And then the guy I work with was like, that's harassment, what he just did.
Oh.
And I was like...
I thought we kicked off with the customer.
No, the customer had left. And the guy I worked with was like, oh, that's harassment. And I was like,
that's
just not
harassment. Fucking, I mean, hell, man.
But it's such a weird one, okay? So where's the line that you draw? Because it can make certain people feel uncomfortable. I was watching a TikTok. A girl was doing someone's nails, another girl's nails. And she was like, okay, babe, you're all done. And then the girl turned around and said, don't call me babe. And the girl that was doing her nails was like, what do you mean? Sorry, what did I do? She was like, you called me babe. Don't do that. She was like,
I would love to just like slap
and she
that
said,
person.
And the girl said, why? And she was like, because it's sexual. And then the girl was like, oh, I didn't mean it in a sexual way. I just meant it in a, it's a culture way. And I was thinking, it's
was
so
it
weird.
Sexual? Is it fucking sexual?
Babe isn't sexual.
It ain't fucking
it's
sexual,
not,
mate.
But maybe if a guy said it to a girl, it would be. I don't know. Where's the line?
If a guy said it to a girl, he'd be gay. Because what guy goes around like, Mandy, babe? Like, what straight guy says, babe?
I just thought it was really interesting because where do you draw the line? How far do you go? Can a guy at the till when I'm serving him say, you have really beautiful lips?
That's a maybe a bit like sexual because lips are like for kissing and sucking. Like, I mean, the line is drawn way past you're beautiful. Like the person who said it's harassment is probably one of these like 18-year-old millennials. Are they, is that what they're called? Like their new generation,
no,
you know, everything's harassment, no, everything's rude, everything's offensive.
Yeah, but the way he was looking at me and he said, I'm beautiful, wasn't in a like really nice, oh, you're beautiful. It was a bit awkward, like, you're beautiful.
It was a creep, innit?
So...
But does it deserve to go to prison?
No. I just thought it was interesting because you just don't know when you're drawing... Because a girl can say... I mean, I've said so many times to people that I'm at the till, I'm like, oh my God, you're stunning. You're so pretty, babe. But...
So you can't say that to a girl then? Because if it means it's harassment from a man to a woman, that means it's harassment from a woman to a woman because you taught me that after I slapped that girl's ass on tape and I got kicked out.
Exactly. Right?
Right?
That's what I mean.
I fucking don't agree with any of this.
Really?
Maybe I slapped the girl's ass was harassment. I'll take that now.
Yeah.
But they're saying you're beautiful.
Is
that's
not.
Scary. Like, what is the world going to come to now?
Okay. But what if you say, someone said, you have such a nice nose.
That's, oh my God, really? That would like actually convince me not to get nose job. If anyone thinks I have a nice nose, please comment. Let me know.
I just thought it was interesting because like, when do you draw a line? Let's say I'm with someone and I'm giving him advice on something, a medical thing, and then he turns around and says, I'm beautiful. It kind of just, the professional
don't
side
lie,
of
right.
it.
You were gassed.
No, I wasn't
you
gassed.
You were so gassed.
I was not gassed.
You
I get
so
awkward.
Gassed.
I get really awkward in these situations.
At the same time, gassed.
No.
Awkwardly gassed.
No. Anyway, that was my day in the pharmacy
did
yesterday.
Did you call the police on him?
No, I didn't call the police. I was just thinking about it. I was just like, what do you do? And I just thought to myself, wow, I literally rolled out of bed. You should see the way I look in a pharmacy. I rolled out of bed, put my hair in a scrunchie and I look like shite.
You were naturally beautiful though.
But I was like, that's why I cannot go to the pharmacy on my work days putting effort in because I will...
Imagine there'll be boners all around the pharmacy.
Imagine.
Like Viagra would never get sold. Imagine Anna put makeup on in the pharmacy. Everyone was just making excuses to come and be like, I'm sick.
Oh my God, so funny. But yeah, so this morning I had training, then I came back and got my nails taken off and then I went for a walk with Cowsley.
Oh, so nice!
To enjoy the lovely weather, which...
Please share the story, what you told me about them guys just starting on Cowsley.
I did say the story.
Oh, you did?
On the Patreon episode. Anyway, we were walking and I was seeing all these dogs. That's my favorite part of going for walks, is seeing all these little dogs, different sizes, giving them love, giving them strokes. And then like I saw kids and I was like, oh God, so annoying. I find kids really annoying.
Mm.
And I was like, to Cowslake, do you know what?
it's really strange because when I see dogs, me and Kalsik do is talk about how we want to get a dog, We are obsessed with the thought of getting another dog, right? Even though we're not, guys, because my flat's too small.
You guys should be talking about kids.
I know. So this is the thing. I was like, you know what? Every time I see all these different dogs, I get so excited at the thought of getting another dog. I get so excited about bringing up a little puppy and I just really want a dog and build a connection with a dog. My dog, because I know we share Eddie. I want my own dog. Anyway.
I want Eddie just to be mine.
Well, he's not. He's both of us. And I was like, but it's such a weird thing to say that I don't feel the same when I look at kids. I never look at a baby and like, I really want a baby. And I never feel like, I can't wait till I have a baby and I bring him up and I get that connection. I never have these thoughts. I was like, if anything, when I think about babies, I get scared. Anyway, he looked at me and he was like, do you know what? You saying all these things to me is really making me think and it's tilting me out. And it just makes me think, are you going to be someone that I can have a future with?
But like, bro, you're going to be someone I can be a future with. How are you going to raise a child sleeping all day, bro?
Wait. I was like, excuse me? I was like, firstly, you're my partner, my man. I should be able to speak to you about how I feel. And without you judging me, I feel like I hate that when people judge women like that because they just expect as a woman for you to have that
maternal.
Really maternal feeling and that if you don't have that maternal feeling that you'll be a crap mum, which isn't true because I know that mum never had that. Mummy's told me so many times that I never had that really strong feeling of wanting to have children. Yeah. When it happened, look at her. She's the best mum ever. And he was like, it just makes me think, are you a family girl? I was like, I am the most family, yeah, he was like family kind of, family woman about the family life.
We're so obviously family orientated though.
That's why I said,
our family.
I was like, you can tell that I am so obsessed with my family.
He's just trying to reach.
I was like, you're judging me and I feel like I should be able to speak to you without you judging me, number one. Number two, you're the same as me. I've never once heard you say, oh, I can't wait to have children. I can't wait to have a kid with you. And all you do is talk about dogs.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like you're judging me and you're being a hypocrite as well.
Mm.
And then we got into a bit of an argument.
Dog versus baby argument. Yeah. A dog versus baby thing.
Stupidest arguments, honestly. But it just kicked off between us because I was like, well, you know what? Everything about you tilts me out. Are you going to be a guy for me? Literally exactly what you said. That I can have a future with all your negatives.
Yeah.
And then it was back and forth a little bit. And then he apologized. And then it was done.
But anyway. So did you decide on the dog or the baby in the end?
Yeah, he gave me a kiss. He was like, I know you'd be a brilliant mum. I'm sorry. And then I was like, well, now we're talking about it. You better start moving because I don't see us getting any closer to this engagement, to kids. It's your fault. You need to start moving quicker.
Yeah. I feel like he's doing all these steps in his sleep. Like he needs to be thinking about all these things. Like, you guys should be talking about kids, if anything, not about having kids right now, but you should be having conversations about when are we going to start trying.
Mm.
Real couples, I'm not joking. I'm talking about even this with my relationship, yeah? Like, even if me and Gingerbread aren't getting married right now or getting engaged or having kids, we should be talking about, like, oh, when we get married, where would you like the destination to be? Or what venue would you like it to be? Or like, what do you want? How many people do you think? Do you want? Like, that's how you know that person wants to with you. Or if we have a kid, how many should we have?
Yeah.
You know, like, what would you name them?
Exactly.
At this stage, that should be the conversations.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
All we're talking about is dogs.
I don't, honestly.
We had a few conversations like that, but they were always when he was drunk. So they don't count.
I feel like, forget the dog. And also with dogs, yeah, like, because you never know what personality you're going to get with a dog. It's the truth. No, I'm being honest. No, they're literally like people. Yeah, like, obviously, Kobe, who I can't even talk about because I'll fucking cry, but he had a very different personality to Eddie. And Eddie's got a very different personality to Romeo. And every dog is like a kid. You don't know how they're going to grow up, their personality is going to be like. So you think every dog is like, you know, every dog's different.
Yeah, but also when you go for a specific breed, you kind of know. So when I do get another dog, when I move into a big house,
I will go for
research.
I'll research the breed, and I'm going to get a breed that I want. A big dog, and I want a dog that's extremely very smart, loving, loyal.
Like Eddie's so loving, and yeah. The same with cats, because our friend's got a cat, and she says her cat's not affectionate at all, and she thinks it's basically the breed, because Lucky is so affectionate.
Exactly. So yeah, I'll definitely do research before I get a dog, and it will be when I move into a house. So yeah, it's just obviously I love dogs so much. Whenever I see a dog, I just want one. But yeah, not rushing into that. Don't worry.
Rushing into a dog is like rushing into having a baby.
Exactly.
Okay, guys. Well, we're going to carry on being on this healthy vibe. We're in good moods. We're in good spirits. Anna's going to have new titties. Okay? Which you're going to see on the next episode probably. Right? Is that how it goes?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be flashing in the next episode.
Well, just keep an eye on her Instagram. Do you know what I mean? Because next time she's got her titties out, that's how you know. If it's a good job, I'm going to be next. And we love you. Hope you enjoyed this little catch-up. Let us know, do you like these catch-ups? Because you're always complaining that we did a catch-up on Patreon, so we thought we'd give you a little catch-up. What do you think? Do you like?
We love you guys. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Make sure you comment, like, and subscribe. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.